I want to share something today that the Lord is speaking to me during this time. We are studying in the book of Philippians when we have our remote Bible study. And one of the verses or a few of the verses that I want to share today, I want to highlight three key words that are meaningful to me and what I go through. And that's training, testing, and trusting. I'm going to read the Word of God from Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 11. Paul is writing to the church, and he thanks them for the gifts, the help they provided for him. And I'm going to start verse 11. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Amen. So this testimony that Paul is giving, and it highlighted these three areas that I have to be focused in my life. And like I said, the first one of them is like the training part. So Paul says, brothers and sisters, thank you for what you provided for me. He's thanking them, and he says that, you know, I have learned to be content with what I have. If it's good day or bad day, or if it's, you know, God is in control of everything. And he says, I have learned. He says twice, this verse 11 and 12, I have learned to apply these things in my life. And also in other place, in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he says, I discipline my body. I train my body. So I have learned for myself that, you know, in order to serve God, there's this practical aspect that involves me learning, getting trained, training my body, training my mind. And Paul, he did not come like, you know, automatically, like this, you know, happened overnight. And when he was born again, he was a man that was following Christ. And all of a sudden, he just became this powerful man that he's so great and so, you know, strong in his faith. I think I miss that a lot in my life when I just want overnight God to change me, to make me strong, to make me powerful, to overcome all temptations, to control my tongue, to control my temper. And I say, Lord, I want that. And it doesn't happen overnight, brothers and sisters. This is a process of training day by day by day. And this is personal. He said, I have learned. I cannot learn for you. You cannot learn from me. This is personal. So whenever we want to like come closer to God or to become stronger spiritually, you know, we sometimes think like, man, I need this deep understanding about, you know, like about the Bible and everything else. And this is good when we want to understand more things. But it all comes down to like, if there is, you're hungry, I'm hungry, there is food in front of me, we have to start eating. We have to, you know, you have to involve in that. So Paul have learned that from Jesus. You know, sometimes we think that Christ came in this world and we might think that, oh, for him was easy. You know, oh, no internet, no traffic. I don't know, maybe donkey traffic. I don't know if it's, you know, camels, whatever it was there, but it was a crowded place where he was. But we think that maybe, you know, we are a little bit more facing more trials than Jesus did. But the Bible says, actually, in Hebrews, if you read there, chapter 5, verses 7 through 8, the Bible speaks about him that when he came here, Even though he was the Son of God, he learned obedience through what he suffered. He learned to obey. It was not something, you know, like easy for him. He just came and he was this Superman that, you know, he could just give us a bunch of instructions, a bunch of rules, and say, now, folks, you go and do it. He actually went ahead of us and he learned to be submissive to his parents. He learned not to react to people the way they provoked him. He learned this and he suffered. He had a free will. He could just, you know, he could say, Father, I can't handle this anymore. This is too much for me. Whatever. But he, the Bible says, he learned to obey. And if we look in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, it says that he was despised and rejected by mankind, and he was a man of suffering and familiar with pain. He got so used to that he was, it was like, you know, just another day. It's okay, it's just another day. Why am I surprised if I am tempted, if I see all these struggles in my life? And, you know, and Jesus, he was so used to pain. And today is particularly, I guess, hard for us because we want to make life easy. You know, we just read previously, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice, and we think, oh man, this is probably everything in his life is perfect. Nope, the man is writing from prison. And Paul has trained himself, and he was learning all this, you know, to become more and more like Jesus. If we want to have this training, like if we just look in when he's writing to Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he describes a lot of things he had been going through. And he says, like, he often, that word is repeated, often he was beaten, he was stoned almost to death. They just put a bunch of, you know, stones, they tried to kill him. Hungry, thirsty, in danger, cold, no clothing, and sleepless nights, and so on. So who wants to be strong like Paul? Who wants to rejoice? I said, Lord, I want it. And this is what is actually training us. This, you know, hardships and difficult situations in our life, they are teaching us how to rely on the Lord more and more. So Paul is saying, I have learned, brothers and sisters. If I have a lot, praise God for that. If I don't have enough, praise the Lord for that. It doesn't come naturally. We have to learn that from Christ, from Paul. And we learn until it becomes our nature. Until it becomes our nature. I was watching all these, you know, documentaries about Navy SEALs and Army and all that. They train so much until, like, this subconscious, you know, kicks in. And whenever they're facing a situation, they don't feel like, oh, what if I get killed? What if this happens? What if that happens? They just repeat what they have done multiple times. And by default, we were born not to follow Christ. We were, by default, when we are just were born, David says, I was conceived in sin. Like, you know, I was infected by sin. And we are proud and arrogant, and we're selfish, and that's how we like to, you know, everything to go. And if we train and we learn from Christ, and I say, Lord, I want my speech to be like, Lord, like you want to be. And I look in the Bible and I say, Lord, this is how I want to behave. If we learn from him, it becomes our nature. And then we act like that, not because people deserve it or not, but it's because it's so deep inside us, this conviction that we say, I'm going to do it regardless if other people do it or don't. Paul said, I learned to live like that. Thank God, you know, for everything that you guys provide and everything else. But Christ helped me to be strong through all these difficult situations in his life. And like I say, this, thank God for the technology. Thank God for the good times we have. Thank God for the good food. Thank God for all this. But this, I see in my life, like, you know, this is not training my spirit to be strong. It just makes me to be more entitled. I'll just give you one example. It's not just the kids. You know, sometimes they say, oh, you know, these kids are not, you know, especially we come from a poor country. So we say, man, you should be more grateful and, you know, this and that. No, I find myself in situations like I drive my car, I drive my truck, you know, and, you know, thank God it's, you know, air conditioning, you know, everything is nice and, you know, new truck and everything else. And all of a sudden, somebody just cuts you off or, you know, somebody's not careful. And, you know, you just feel like, I feel like, man, it's not right. This is not right what's going on. And we don't like when things don't go the way we expect them to go. And that's when we're challenged and we are provoked to react. But our nature, like Paul says, I was crucified. It's not me who lives anymore, but it's Christ through me. And that's what we want to for our lives. I have learned from God's character. I read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 9. You know, the Lord gives the motive, the reason that he wants to be merciful to his people. Isaiah 48, 9. Multiple times, his people, Israel, you know, they committed sin. They depart from the Lord. They worship idols and did all these miserable things. And when they realize they messed up, they repent and they come before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive us. And the God Almighty forgave them and accepted them. But there were times when they don't even realize, they did not realize they are going astray from the Lord. And the only thing they probably deserved was for God to just forsake them and say, okay, just go on your own. And in that verse in Isaiah 48:9, he says, for my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you so as not to destroy you completely. It's not because you repented. It's not because who you are. It's because of who I am. And for my own sake, for my name. This is my name. I'm merciful. We're worshiping today and say, your goodness is running after me. Lord, this is who you are. And God said, I'm going to be merciful to you because this is my character. Yes, sometimes God disciplines and God can do a lot of things that, you know, can we cannot agree with or, you know, but he, in this situation, he says, I'm going to be merciful because this is who I am. So what I learned from this is like in situations where I don't see the things around me happening the way I want, you know, I say, Lord, I want to do it because this is who I am, not because, you know, the situation around me is like that. For example, if, you know, it's a gesture of courtesy, like, you know, to open the door for somebody, especially elderly people, or like, you know, in our country, we have a lot of public transport, you know, like buses and stuff like that. So if an elderly person gets into the bus and you're sitting as a young person on the seat, it's all, everybody almost screams that get up. If there's no other seats available, let that person, elderly person, sit there. So whenever we do this, we open the door, we give the seat to somebody else, it is, we don't know who that person is. Maybe we open the door for somebody who we don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, this is probably, I don't know, a person who is going through, I don't know what his life is, but I know who I am. And I want to treat them nicely. I want to do this because that's what my new nature in me tells me what I have to do. So this does not come easy. This is something that we have to learn, and we don't like it. We don't like it because, like I say, we are so selfish and proud in our nature, and we don't know that until we get married or until we get, you know, working with other people. That's why the Bible says, my son, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke. Do not resent that. Do not despise when the Lord rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. This is so meaningful. Like, Lord, I don't want to despise when you... Thank you, Lord, you show me whenever I fail, like I'm so thankful for areas in my life where I get exposed. I don't like it. But I say, Lord, thank you for shaking me. Thank you, Lord, for testing me. And now I see, I thought I'm good at this, but I was not. So we learn through this, brothers and sisters. We train ourselves. Paul is writing that he prayed to the Lord and says, Lord, please. He had this weakness in his body. And said, Lord, please heal me, Lord. And God's plan was different. And he says, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weaknesses. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. And Paul says, I delight in weaknesses. Therefore, I'm happy because in this, God is working. He felt like he was training. He lifted this heavy weight and says, Lord, thank you that you trained myself to be more like you. So I see this first aspect, first stage in his life of training, learning. It's a process. It's not something we learn overnight. We come to the Lord and thank God he changes our heart. He forgives us in an instant. But we learn to walk and to be like him day by day. The second aspect I want to share with you today is the aspect of testing. Paul says in verse 13, I can do this. I can do this. So when he was tested, he realized, man, it's actually possible. It's actually possible to be different. It's actually possible to be overcomer. It's possible. I can do all this through him who strengthens me. You know, usually our testing is done by somebody else. You know, in school we go and the teacher gives us the grades, right? They say, okay, you pass, you don't pass. This is how much they evaluate us. When I was in school, sometimes the teacher would just ask me, what grade do you think you deserve? Man, that puzzled me. Because, you know, it always when they give you the grade, you say, oh, it's not fair, it's fair. Where we say, man, that's my lucky day. I got a very good grade. I don't even know, you know, that much. But when they ask you, what do you think? And I look at Paul and I see him in this situation. I say, brothers and sisters, I don't care what you say about me, but I can do this. He just discovered that. It's that moment when we discover we can do that through Christ who strengthened us. You remember Peter? He was, you know, before God and he said, before Jesus, and he said, Lord, even though everybody will deny you or just, you know, leave you alone, Lord, you can count on me. I will never do it, Lord. And the test came. And we all know that Peter messed up like no others, or as much as others. But it made it so much more painful for him because he was the one who says, Lord, I'm different. You can rely on me, Lord. And the test showed that he was not prepared for that. I think I shared before that one of the verses I like in the Bible is in book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 10. It says, if you falter in the time of trouble, if you fail in the time of trouble, how small is your strength? Not the trouble is too big. Your strength is small. Your strength is small. God promised us and he said he will never test us beyond our abilities. This is one of the great promises. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, he says, He will not let us be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So God never tries us more than we can do. You know, it's just we are weak. In that situation, we just have too little power. And usually when I fail, I say, Lord, please show me. What command from the Bible I disobeyed, or what promise from a Bible I did not trust? Remember this, brothers and sisters. Whenever we fail, ask the Lord, because Holy Spirit is eager to show you where that source of, you know, weaknesses came into your life. In my life, it didn't take too long for God to show me. It doesn't take too long, but God will point you towards a command in the Bible or a promise in the Bible. These are 2 feet we stand on, the promises and the commands in the Bible. It can be just one leg. If it's just the commands in the Bible, we'll get tired and say, who this God is, you know, just demanding from us all this. But it's just the promises too, the great promises of God. And I say, Lord, did I trust you with this or I did not? So in this situation, like when we are facing the test in our life, those exams that we have to face, they show if we are strong in faith or not. They show us if we rely on God's promises or not. And God wants to show us. That's how we grow. I also remember when Peter was fishing all night and did not catch any fish. And when Jesus came there and, you know how that miracle happened. They catch a lot of fish. And Jesus comes to them. And Peter looks at the Lord and says, Lord, please depart from me. I don't deserve you. I'm a sinner. That's the proper evaluation. When we see that, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Lord, I don't deserve you. And God is eager to help us when we are honest. If we use those moments, the tension moments in our lives and say, Lord, you just showed me that I was not as strong as I thought I am. You know, we grew up in Moldova, as you know. In the 90s, a lot of people from my country would travel to Germany and buy used cars and import them in Moldova. Germany is known for, you know, for good, making good cars. Sometimes they over-engineer stuff, but they, in general, they make good cars. So what would these men do? They go there, and before they buy the car and seal the deal, they would take that car on rough roads and drive like crazy, because in Moldova, you know, we have very bad roads, potholes and all, everything. So because that car was used and it was driven on those, you know, smooth roads in Germany, you know, it was in good shape. But just to make sure that, you know, nothing is falling apart, they would take and ride roughly through those, you know, roads. And after that, they just get out and look around the car. Everything is in place, all the wheels and everything. Then, yep, we're going to buy the car, you know. The trials show us, you know, like when we face those difficulties, you know how much I appreciate the verse in the Bible that says that people spit on Jesus. It was humiliating, but I never see Jesus reacting to that. And I see myself sometimes, I can be provoked by a look or a gesture or something, you know, from people. And I say that the same Holy Spirit lives in me. And I say, Lord, I don't want to pretend like I am strong. Thank you for the trials, Lord. You know, the big storms we have here in Missouri. One night it was so raining so heavy and everything. And I think I just cleaned up the gutters around the house or something. It was night. It was, you know, thunder and everything. And Lori was so scared. And so, like, you know, because I just got my flashlight and my umbrella and I just go outside, you know, just to walk around the house and look. What's wrong with you? It's just, you know, like she's scared to look out the window. But I know that's the moment to see if something is wrong. If there's a gutter with a problem, if there's, like, you know, something, you know, like that shows if there's something wrong. So we also know that, you know, when Jesus said about the 2 houses that were built, one on the rock and one on the sand, everything was pretty. The blueprint, the pictures, you know, the view, everything was nice. Until the storm came and the big waves started to smash into that house. And the house that was built on the rock, it stand. It just, nothing could change that house. I'm not sure if you watch the news or not, but recently in Russia, you know that the leader of opposition who was imprisoned, Alexei Navalny, he's like 47, I think, or something. He was the strongest leader of opposition against the president of Russia. And They tried to crush him in many ways. They tried to humiliate him. They put him in the North Pole, like, you know, in the prison, very far from people, isolated. And they would use different methods to humiliate people. They would record this on video and just keep it on a flashcard and say, if you just dare to do something, they blackmailed him. They let something bad things happen in prison or whatever. And then they tried to crush you. And this guy is known for his resistance against that. And he says, nope. And even though they like persecuted him and did all these things, I'm not saying it's okay or not okay what he did, but what I'm trying to say is that nothing could crush him. And he resisted until the last day of his life. There was a recording one day before he died of him appearing before a judge, and he was smiling, and this was what, you know, made them crazy, all those, you know, people in the government of Russia. Says, you know, man, some other people will just, you know, say, okay, whatever you want, you know, just I'll be quiet. He could stay in Germany when he had the opportunity, when they poisoned him first time. Yet he chose to go back to Russia, and he goes through all this ordeal, and then he says, nope, I'm going to smile in front of you guys. And I think of that like, when Christ is in us, and we see sin all around us, trying to crush us, and try to show us, say, Lord, I am so embarrassed because so many times I have failed to prove that your grace is more sufficient than anything else. Lord, and this is what we find out when we are tested. Paul is saying in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and onwards, he says, who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? And just puts there a bunch of things and trials, and, you know, and he says, like, you know, no powers, no, nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's a bulletproof faith. That's something that whenever we are tested, we know that we can stand firm in our faith because we have learned and we have been tested. And whatever we learn, if we are not tested, you know, we're not sure about that until the moment comes and we say, Lord, I did it with your grace, with your help, but I did it, Lord. I can do this through Christ. Take that as a promise, brothers and sisters. If it's something is very hard in our lives to overcome, let's pray like Paul, say, Lord, help me. People before me, the giants of faith, they did it. I often think about that. You know, like how they faced those animals, lions, you know, and when they were just thrown, you know, like in to these animals, and they were just ripped apart, and, like, you know, and people would just look at that. That was so horrific. And what made those people even more, those leaders, you know, like who watched this, made them even more angry or, like, you know, puzzled, was that often these Christians, the history say, they were singing while they were burned, where they were, like, killed, and they just would sing. That's something that tells us that the test in their life proved that they had the real thing in their life, which was Christ that helped them. And that my final point is trusting, which Paul says, I can do this, not because I read a book and these are the 7 points I learned about how to be successful. He says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. There's nothing we can do, brothers and sisters, to resist the force of gravity, the force of sin. Paul was not a superman. He said, man, you know, like, that's my temperament. You know, like, some people are kind by nature. And I said, well, it's easy for them to be like that. But some people say, man, it's hard for me to humble myself, to be kind. That's why the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is. It's not my work. It's not me who can produce that. It's the fruit of the Spirit that produces in me love, joy, peace, kindness, self-control, gentleness. All that comes from Him. And if we are in the relationship with God, the right relationship, He will transfer that into us. It's Him that, you know, gives us the strength to do that. Jesus is the source of our strength. He said, you can do nothing without me. Nothing. It's just too strong. We're just facing this, you know, this life is too difficult just to go by your, you know, own strength and just face it. It's just very, very hard. We need Him every single day. We need Him every hour. That's the secret for Paul. It was not anything else. Thank God for good people who encourage us, who are there to support us. But it all comes down when he's talking, Paul, in other situations, he says, like, everybody departed from me. I was left alone, but Christ was with me. Jesus was there with me. So this is the secret we need to learn. There is no way we're going to make it, brothers and sisters, through this world without Jesus, without His help. We depend on Him. We depend on Him every single moment. And that's what Paul says. Nothing. If I had plenty of food, praise the Lord for that. If I did not have, Jesus helped me to go through that. Because when we have Christ in our spirit, in our hearts, in our mind, He reshapes our thinking. He reshapes our thinking. I remember all these people who go and do extreme sports, in very cold environments, and they don't go there just they have whatever breakfast they have, and just go there carelessly. They are very careful what they eat, what they drink. Often they drink a specific tea, supplements, to help them. And all those supplements that keep them warm or just, help the blood circulation, just help them to survive in that environment. And that's what I think, when we are following Christ and we want Him to be, we surrender to Him and want Him to be in our lives, that's actually what happens. He changes the way we think and everything in our lives, and He gives us the power to overcome. Yes, it's our part too. I can do this, but it's a joint effort between us and Christ. He wants to make His power visible in us through the trials we face, and He just shows that nothing can stop us from trusting Him and being like Him. So it's just people make different choices around us, but we decided we're going to live our life in a certain way. And we just don't go and do whatever other people do around us because they do it. So it's Christ is the secret for our strength in our lives. So let's come closer to Him and say, Lord, without You, we can do nothing. We trust You with everything. It's very hard to be on our own. So we want Him to be in our lives and help us through whatever we go. So these are the things that I wanted to share with you this morning. The training, it's not easy, but it's worth it. That's how we grow. If you see moments in your life that, my daughter tried to get the driver license and she failed when she was going to get the driver license. And I say, thank God that officer failed you, because that shows you didn't know everything. Where you did not pay attention to certain things. And then she said, I'm glad I failed because now I can pay attention to that. So let's thank God if there are moments in our lives where we see we are weak. Say, Lord, thank You for showing me that. I thought I was strong here, but it's not. I can't tell you how many times I realized how weak I am in my way I speak or the tone, the attitude I have. And I say, Lord, thank You for exposing that in my life. I have some homework to do. It's the training. It's the testing where God wants to show us. And those tests are the opportunity to show that Christ is the one who shines through us. Not me, not my abilities. It's Christ. I'm just the mirror that reflects His light. I just watch Him. And I cannot just be passive. When I see Him and I see His character and I see what He did for me, when I see His suffering and nobody could provoke Him, and then He tells me, I'm going to put in you the same Holy Spirit that helped me. I say, Lord, thank You for that. I trust You. May God help us. Amen.